If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. My name is Ava. I'm recording this at, it's 8:15 in the morning right now. I've never done such an early episode. This is kind of weird. I know it doesn't make a difference for you listening, but I've never done one literally as soon as I woke up. I just had my coffee, I had some egg bites from Costco, which I've had a hyper fixation on for probably the last 5 months. Every time we make a Costco trip, maybe like every 3 weeks, I will buy 5 to 6 packs of these egg bites, and they're so good. And they're pretty good for you. I mean, they are good for you because it's just like protein. It's so yummy. Anyway, just had that. I thought I'd record this episode early today because I feel like I want to start off my day on a good note. And since this episode is about mood boosters and how to feel good, I feel like I want to just start my day off by saying these things, not only for you, but for myself too. Lately, I don't know, I've been a little blue. Nothing bad is going on. I just think the weather's been really gloomy. We've had a lot of days of just straight rain, which I actually love. I love the rain. I love gloomy weather because we don't really get a winter here. And so it does feel a little more festive, but it still, you know, just can make you a little blue when the weather is like that. And I don't know. I think I've just fallen out of routine a little bit lately. And that's so normal and that's okay. I'm not gonna beat myself up about it because it's the holiday season, it's the end of the year, and you could look at it two ways. You could be like, okay, I have to end the year strong and do all these things, or you could just be a little bit more relaxed and just be in the moment, and I feel like that's what I've been kind of doing. And so, yeah, I wanted to do this episode to talk about some of my favorite things that boost my mood, that makes me feel good, and I feel like this would be helpful because I know that a lot of people experience the winter blues with the weather, which is so valid. And I also know that sometimes the holidays can be a tough time for people. Even though it is such a happy season, it's not always like that for every single person. So whatever it is, I am just hoping that this episode inspires you to do things that make you feel good. And if you already are in the best headspace ever, then you can just add these things on. But I just love talking about little things that I like to do that make me happy. And if I can share that with you and if that can make a difference, then that's even better. Last week, I kind of let myself be in that little bit of a downer mood. And I kind of wallowed in it a little bit. I gave myself that week. And this week, today's Tuesday when I'm recording this, but yesterday I was like, okay, I need to do the things. I know what I need to do to make myself feel good. It's just a matter of doing it. I gave myself last week. I don't want to keep continuing that cycle because it's up to me to break that cycle. So yesterday, I've been actually waking up pretty early, which is kind of nice for me. Early, it's been, my alarm is set for 7:05. Yesterday, as soon as I woke up, I got ready. I went to the pottery studio, which is so fun because I recently got a membership. And I went really early because it's 24/7 for the members and you have your own like key code. So you can go whenever you want. And I have just been wanting to go a little bit earlier just to kind of have my own space. Usually there's no one there when I go that early. So it's very peaceful. And that's my second time throwing on the wheel without an instructor. So I took lessons, but I'm still kind of teaching myself just because I took lessons for like 2 months, 3 months maybe. And I'm definitely still figuring out how to do it on my own because it's such a different experience not having someone to guide you and give you tips. But yesterday went really well. I made about 5 pieces. And the first time I threw on the wheel, which I think I talked about in the last episode that I was going to go do that, it wasn't the best. Some of my pieces were a little wobbly, but this time it got a little bit better. So giving myself that little challenge has been really nice. And I'm just proud of myself for continuing to do something that doesn't necessarily come that easy to me. And I just want to get better. So I feel like doing something new really gets me out of my head, makes me be present in that moment, doing something creative is so nice, and it's been a really lovely outlet for me. So I've been loving to do that. I feel like doing this has gotten me out of my head just because I have to be present and focus on what I'm doing. It's a good creative outlet for me. It's nice to challenge myself a little bit and just pour into a hobby. So I've been really enjoying that. And hopefully these little Christmas gifts, just as like a little addition to what I got people, I feel like hopefully they turn out cute because I definitely tried really hard. But yeah, I'm hoping to practice that skill a little bit more and keep working on it because I know that the more I do it, the better I'm going to get. Something I've learned by trying new things is that, one, you don't have to be good at something to enjoy doing it. Not saying I'm bad at it, I'm okay. But in general, you don't have to be amazing at something to have fun doing it. And two, it's also taught me that sometimes at a certain point in your life, you stop trying new things and then you don't know how to face challenges when they come. So yeah, it's taught me that I'm able to face like challenges, even though it's on a small scale, but yeah. I've also been so into Vlogmas, which if you don't know what Vlogmas is, it's an OG YouTube trend where you vlog from December 1st to December 25th. Some YouTubers will still do it. Some people do a different version of it and vlog every other day or whatever it is. But the original way, like the classic Vlogmas, is every single day. They'll upload every single day. And so I've just had a plethora of content to watch, and it's so fun. I think I did Vlogmas once or twice back in the day. I haven't in a while. I'm thinking I might do it next year. I don't know. I'm not doing it this year, but it's so fun to watch. I kind of want to have at it again maybe next year, but that's been so, so fun. I'm such a big YouTube girly. I love watching videos while I eat. I love having it on while I'm doing my own thing. And that's probably why I love doing it so much for my own channel, because I just love watching YouTube, so I love making YouTube videos. I also made holiday sugar cookies recently from scratch because I got a hand mixer. And so I finally have all the tools to bake and properly do things. So it turned out really good. I just looked up sugar cookie recipe, like Christmas sugar cookie recipe. The only thing that's different is that you add the holiday sprinkles, like red and green sprinkles to it. They turned out so yummy. I love baking. I feel like this is the perfect time of year to bake. It's a good mood booster too. And I've kind of been in the mood to try some new things. I told you guys last week, I made the apple pie for Thanksgiving. Now I made these cookies. Obviously, that was a lot easier. So I don't know. Let me know if you have any ideas of what I should bake next, because I have nothing but time. And I also have the desire to do it. So we'll see what I do next with that. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Like I was saying earlier, the holiday season can definitely feel magical at times, but it can also bring up a lot of emotions for people. Sadness, self-reflection, loneliness, anxiety, all common emotions that you could feel at this time. But whatever it is you're feeling, it's very natural, it's normal, it's valid, and since it's the season of giving, it's time to give yourself a little gift this year, the gift of self-love, whether that be going easier on yourself during the tough moments, treating yourself to a day of complete rest and self-care, or giving therapy a try. Remember to give yourself some love this holiday season. Therapy was one of the biggest things that changed my life this year. It is my favorite way to show myself love. It's taught me so much about myself and my relationships. I think that no matter what season of life you're in, therapy is beneficial. Sometimes you just need someone to let it all out to, someone who has an unbiased outside perspective. Therapy has definitely been a very positive, powerful experience, and I've seen firsthand how transformative it can be. So if you're thinking about starting therapy during the season, give BetterHelp a try. Therapy doesn't have to be a daunting task. BetterHelp makes it easy. It's done entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All it takes is a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And then from there, you can schedule a session at a time that's good for you. And that's what I think is good about BetterHelp, is that you can do it in the comfort of your own home, whether that's via video chat, messaging, or a phone call. It's all up to you. And that way you can be the most comfortable in the season of giving. Give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mind today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mind. Also, Spotify Wrapped came out last week, and my top song, it's always so jarring seeing your Spotify Wrapped because you're like, did I really listen to this artist that much or this song. How is this my top? Whatever. Sometimes you know what to expect. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of did because I was so hyper fixated on this song this year. It's a Bad Bunny song. And it's the song Titi Me Pregunto. It's a Spanish song. It's so good. I would listen to this all the time. It was my favorite hype up, feel sexy, feel good song. Every time I would go out, I would play this. And or if they would play it when I'm out, like at a bar or at a club, I would go ape shit crazy. So that was my top song of the year. Apparently, I played it 99 times starting on February 21st. And that sounds about right. I listened to that literally all the time. It's so funny looking at my top five songs because that was the first one. Number two was Afraid to Feel, which is kind of like a house EDM-ish. I think that's what the category is. It's so good though. Listen to it. It's really good. It's such like a hype but cute song. It's not one of those intense EDM songs, but it's really good. Number three was Way It Goes by Hippocampus. Number four was Rock Me Sober by Maoli, which is a huge local artist here. So that was my number four. And then number five was this new song that I found this year. It's called Sapphire by Drug Cabin. It's such a groovy song. Listen to it. I've never heard a song like that. I really loved that. So those are my top five songs of this year. Also, I wanted to say thank you because I saw all of your sweet Instagram stories tagging me that I was one of your top podcast this year. So that was so cool to see. And that was so special because I don't know, it's such a dream to be someone's favorite podcast or one of their favorite podcasts. The fact that you spend every Wednesday with me or whenever you listen to this, I appreciate that so much because that means that me sitting alone in this room talking into a mic isn't just going out into the abyss of the internet. Someone's actually listening to it and connecting to it. And that's you. So that's so cool. I appreciate that so much. And I'm just so grateful for you. And just know I will always be here because I love this podcast so much. I love our little cozy podcast family. I feel very safe on here. And I'm excited for what next year has in store. So I wanted to say thank you for that. My top podcast of last year, I'm not even surprised. Last year wasn't a big podcast year for me, honestly, listening to it at least. I go through phases where I'm listening to so many different podcasts and obsessed with them. And anytime I'm in the car, instead of music, I'm listening to podcasts. But last year wasn't really like that for me. But my top podcast, no surprise, it was the What We Said podcast. I love Chelsea and JC. They are literally, they've been my top podcast, I think, for the last 3 or 4 years. And yeah, I'm definitely inspired by them. If you don't listen to them, they are two best friends and they make you feel like their third best friend. So I'm definitely a big fan. Anyway, let's get into this episode about mood boosters, how to feel good, what I like to do. Sometimes it comes down to the little things. And like I said earlier, sometimes it comes down to you just breaking out of that cycle. And other times it's a little bit harder when things don't feel like they're going well for you. Whatever it is, I totally understand that. I think there's different levels to feeling like you're in a rut or if you're going through something hard, there's different levels to how you can get out of that. Sometimes it's not just as easy as wanting to, but I do think no matter what situation you're in, there's always little things you can do, not to maybe fix everything, but just to make it a little bit easier on you and to still bring you little pockets of happiness, even when you're going through something. So I actually split up what I'm going to talk about into easy and low effort things that you can do, and then things that are a little bit more high effort, but worth it. And the reason I did this is because sometimes you don't have the energy to do high effort things and it just feels impossible. So that's why I did the low effort ones, ones that you can really just do at any time. It doesn't take a lot of brain capacity to do. You can just do it. And then I also included the high effort ones just because it is worth it if you can muster up the strength. So I have two of those. I'm going to start off with the easy and low effort things. So the first one is putting on a good music playlist and putting on your headphones and zoning out. Specifically, having headphones or earbuds, whatever it is different than listening to it on a speaker, unless you're in the car. But when you're in your room or at home, I feel like that is such a good way to tune out everything else. And when you're listening to music, it really gets you out of your head. And sometimes you just need that distraction. Music is also just one of the best ways that's proven to boost your mood. Don't go listening to sad songs. We're not going to do that. This is us trying to get out of a rut and us trying to feel good. So play your favorite music that has always boosted your mood. Another thing that sometimes this might feel a little bit like more effort, but putting on a cute outfit, that could literally be a cute sweat set so that you're still comfy. But anytime that I like the way I look, I feel a little bit better. And I could not care less if that is superficial, because if that's something that works, why not do it? I feel like aromas also boost my mood. So smelling a candle, lighting a candle, spraying perfume, stuff like that really makes a difference. And that's something super small you can do. The next thing is having some sort of daily gratitude. You don't have to go and write it down. If you want to, that's great. But sometimes that's maybe a little bit too much. Maybe it's not something you have the energy to do, but even just thinking about it is really powerful. I think the art of noticing the little things is one of the biggest game changers. And that is something that I have really been mindful about doing, is noticing little things in life that make it good. I've done episodes. I think I've done 2 episodes at this point. You should definitely go and listen to them. They are some of the best episodes I think that I have, just because they always boost my mood and make me in such a positive headspace. But the episodes are titled Little Things That Make Life Worth Living. And I have just always believed that it's the little things that make life feel so good. Big moments are few and far between, but there's always little things that we can be grateful for. No matter how small, there always is something little. Always. You could also buy yourself flowers. You don't need someone to buy you flowers. I love buying myself flowers. Something about having flowers in your apartment, your home, or your room, it's just so nice. And it's also nice to take care of something. Anytime that I am in my own head, I like to take care of something else. I don't have a pet, so that would also be something on a larger scale. But sometimes even just taking care of flowers, making sure they stay alive, it takes you out of your own head of taking care of yourself, and taking care of something else can be really impactful. And also, it's just nice to have flowers in your space because they look pretty. They make you feel happy. Every time you look at them, it's like, oh, yay. You could also rearrange your space, which might be physically more high effort, but I think it's low effort in terms of mental capacity. So change up your room, change up the orientation of things. This is something I do often, and it is always foolproof and puts me in such a good mood. I think sometimes you just need a space refresh and kind of change the energy in the room. I have done this periodically in my apartment where I'll go through something or I'll be in a tough time, and then after I'm kind of out of that, I'm like, you know what? I need to change my space. It needs to feel fresh. It needs to have just a different feel to it, and I'll do that. And something about it will always make me a lot happier. Another way to get out of your head is to read a book. I've been a huge fan of Abby Jimenez. Look up her books. They are some of the best books that I've read this year. All of them have been 4.5 or 5 star. Those ones will definitely get you out of your head because you get so engrossed into the book. And sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need to focus on something else that's not your own issues or your own life. And yeah, her books just make me always feel so, so good. One of my favorite authors, probably my top author of this year, honestly. This one is kind of random, but window shopping, or just going into stores and looking at things, not buying them, because I don't want to say that you have to buy things to make you feel happy, because sometimes the more you have, the more cluttered you feel, and that's not always the solution. Don't get me wrong, I think retail therapy is definitely real, so if you want to, go ahead. But if you want to keep it simple, window shopping, just looking at cute little things, I think that's so fun. Sometimes I'll even do that in an online version, and I will go on stores, add a ton of things to my cart, and then literally just X out because I'm not going to buy all of it. But it's even fun to do that. Making a little drink is the single-handedly most mood-boosting thing you can do, whether that's taking an Olipop or whatever your favorite drink is and putting it into a fancy glass, because why not? Putting it into a cocktail glass, why not? Or just making yourself a matcha or a coffee. Something about making yourself a little drink will always make me happy, no matter how down bad I am. Making a little drink, I don't know, it's just one of the perks of, like I said, the art of noticing. Sometimes doing the little things brings me so much happiness for absolutely no reason. You know what? There doesn't have to be reason, because it just does. Doing something nice for someone else is a huge, huge mood booster, whether that is helping someone in a favor type of way, doing a favor for them, complimenting them, making someone else feel good will also make you feel good. So it's a win-win. I love doing things for other people, whether it's verbally or physically helping them with something. I think that is a great way to boost your mood. You're also boosting someone else's. So all around, that's just a good win. I think there's a lot of things that you could include in that list. So maybe make your own list of high and low effort things that you can do, whatever you know works for you. But I'm going to get into some of the more high effort things that are definitely worth it. Just take a little bit more maybe mental energy. The first one is making a meal for yourself. Depending on what kind of personality you have, this could be easy or a little bit harder to do. But something about preparing yourself a meal, I think, is such a great way to show yourself love, because you're feeding yourself. And it's also just fun to do. I notice that cooking or baking takes me out of my own head because I'm so focused on not botching the recipe. And so you feel good during, because you're out of your head, you're doing something. And sometimes distraction is really helpful. And also you get a good meal out of it, or a good little snack. And like I said, I think it's a good way to show yourself love. This next one is pretty broad. I've talked about this before, but keeping promises to yourself in whatever capacity, maybe it's promises about how you're going to eat or work out, whatever promises you're making to yourself, whatever you're telling yourself you want to do, do those things and keep them. Because when you keep promises, it builds confidence and it builds trust within yourself. And it's when you do the opposite and don't do those things, you start to not believe in yourself. And that's a really dangerous place to be in. So keeping the promises is single-handedly the most important thing you could do for yourself. Something about seeing the sunrise and waking up early, it is hard. I know it's not always easy to do this. It's also just a little bit easier because it is winter. So the sun, well, actually, I don't know, because Hawaii doesn't do daylight savings. So waking up at 7, sometimes maybe it's like the sunrise is at around 6:45 here. So that's not that early. But when I have been waking up early, it's been really nice to start my day off before the earth wakes up. And then seeing the earth wake up, I don't know, there's something about it that really just makes me happy. Also, waking up early has always just made me feel good, even when it's not the easiest thing to do. But I just feel like I have more time, and I like having time to myself in the morning before throwing myself into the day of work, of doing things. I think having moments to yourself is so important. And I know for a lot of people, you're busy with your personal life, your job. You have a lot of things that people are asking of you. When you have moments for yourself and you create that for yourself early in the morning, it's so nice to have, because otherwise your whole day you go about doing other things and you need those moments for yourself. So creating time for that is really important. And I think the morning is a good time to do that. Something about a little walk, something about putting on a cute workout set, something about getting your body moving. Oh my gosh. Sometimes it is the hardest thing to do to get yourself to do that. But when was the last time you felt bad after working out or after taking a walk? I don't think there is. You always feel good after. That is something that is definitely worth the effort, I think, in general, too. Just a consistent workout routine, especially during these months, I think we tend to be a little bit more holed up. And that's okay. That's totally okay. Enjoy the holiday season. Winter is a time where you are in your home a lot more. You're spending more time indoors. And sometimes it's the season of rest. But I do think in some capacity, moving your body is still very important. And making a little bit of time for that can really change your day and your mood. It feels impossible sometimes, like it's going to take so much effort. But decluttering, cleaning, organizing your space will always make you feel good. And I say that as I'm looking around this room. I've been putting off cleaning my second room, my office, where I like do my work things. It hasn't even been a space where I can do work because there's stuff everywhere. There are landmines all over the ground. I can hardly get around here without stepping on something and hurting my foot. It is not a welcoming space. When you have a clean space, you have a clean mind. And it's just kind of ironic because I do keep the other areas of my apartment very tidy, but this room is just where all the shit goes. And you know what? Sometimes you need a little space like that, but the fact that it's a whole room stresses me out, especially since I live in an apartment. I can't really get away from it. So that's something that I put on my to-do list that I need to do, because it's always lingering in the back of my head. And anytime that I have a tidy place, I just feel like I have space for other things in my mind and I'm not as stressed. And if it's something little like that that you can do, keeping a space clean, that will make you feel better, you gotta do it. I wish I had listened to this advice, but when you are doing something, clean up as you go. I just let this room get so messy because I would unbox packages and be like, oh, I'll do that later. Whatever I was doing, I would just throw it on the ground and be like, oh, I'll take care of that later. Just do it then. If it's something that's going to take you 30 seconds to a minute, put your clothes back on the hanger, put it back in your closet, make things easier for yourself later. You have to do the hard things up front, make it easier for you later. And I wish I had listened to that because I'm just looking at a combination of so many things that I said I'll take care of later. And now there's like 30 things that I promised I would take care of later that's just strewn across this room. So I need to take my own advice with that one, definitely. Okay, I also asked you guys on the podcast Instagram things that you like to do to boost your mood. So I'm going to read some of those. Someone said, sit in the sun, listen to upbeat music, dance alone. Someone said, watch a TED Talk. It reminds me of how much there still is in the world to be learned and to be excited about. I love that. That is so, so true. TED Talks are some of the most empowering videos that you could ever watch. And there's so many topics. There's going to be one that speaks to you, or they might all speak to you. I really like that one. Someone said, go to the car wash. Good childhood memories there, and it's fun. That is so specific. I love that. But it is so fun to go through a car wash and just, I don't know, also it smells good. It's like a little light show. I really like that. Someone said, shower and shave everything. It feels like a fresh start. Oof. An everything shower will always make me feel like a brand new human. Sometimes you just got to do that. Someone said, watch a comfort show, work on your hobbies, call your friends, treat yourself to your favorite bakery item and a coffee. Oh my gosh. Going into a cafe, getting a little drink, like I said, getting a little pastry on top of that, that's next level. That will always make you feel so good. That's one of my favorite things to do. Someone said, do my makeup, look good, feel good. I actually love the process of getting ready and doing my makeup. It feels so good, especially when I'm not in a rush. Recipe for success. Have a self-care day, restricting my time on TikTok. So true. Watch old comfort YouTube videos. 100%. I do that too. I'll watch people that kind of fell off the face of the internet, but I used to love, and it's my favorite thing to do. It's my favorite thing. I loved 2012, 2013, 2014 YouTube. That was probably the best. Go on a random walk anywhere and listen to music that makes you feel like a main character. Yes, you gotta do things like that. Romanticize your life will make you feel very happy. I love that. I'm honestly seeing a lot of the same ones of going on a walk, getting outside, getting out of your head, doing a hobby to get you out of your head. I feel like the reason so many of us say pretty much the same thing is because it works. Truly, at the end of the day, you know best what's going to make you feel good. It's just a matter of doing it. So this is your sign to do those things. It's worth it for you. And hopefully this episode inspires you to do that. I also see some that are saying, listen to the On My Mind podcast. So yeah, I hope this episode in itself made you feel good. Maybe it gave you some ideas of things that you can do. That's your homework assignment for this week. I hope you have a good upcoming week. I will talk to you soon. And that was everything on my mind.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.